Okay, we'll do a little meditation, so get yourself appropriately positioned, comfortable. Oh, yes, before we
sorry.
when we do finish up, Jessica needs a few people to help put the center back in order for the next people that come in. So could you tell us how many people you need and what they need to do?
I'm figuring maybe 4 or 5. Just someone to help with clean the bathrooms, maybe straighten up the kitchen, and the big job is to take all of the cushions outside the doors and kind of shake them off and brush them off and then sweep in here and put all the cushions back. And when there's enough people, it doesn't take very long at all. So,
okay, so you. Okay, we've got more than enough. Wonderful. Many hands make light work. All right. Thank you, Jessica. Okay, so make yourself comfortable, relaxed and happy. Close your eyes. And just be here. As before, don't become caught up with thoughts. Let your attention move freely through the domains of hearing, touch, and allow yourself to become aware of your mental state. And restrict the movements of attention to your physical body, but of course allow yourself to be peripherally aware of any sound. Thank you. And now restrict the movements of your attention to the sensations of the breath. Sensations of the breath, the abdomen, the chest, and the nose. Now focus your attention on the sensations of the breath at the abdomen. Notice the rising and falling movement of the abdomen. Allow peripheral awareness of everything else to be there as before. Take your time to explore and become familiar with the sensations of the rise and fall of the abdomen. Shift your attention to the chest. Follow the sensations of the breath at the chest. Rising and falling of the rib cage, movement of the skin against clothing. moment to check in on the state of your body and mind. Observe the rise and fall of your abdomen and the movements of your chest at the same time. Follow the breath in your torso, abdomen and chest both. Try not to let background awareness of sounds and the rest of your body slip away entirely. Try to take in all of the sensations of the breath in the chest and abdomen at the same time. Should be very relaxed. Focused on the movements of the breath, allowing peripheral awareness to be there. Focus your attention on your shoulders, explore all of the sensations you find there. Search for any sensations that change with the breath. If you can detect sensations of the breath in the shoulders, follow those sensations as best you can. Shift your attention to your left upper arm. Explore all of the sensations you find there, searching for any sensations that change with the breath. And if you find them, follow those sensations. Shift your attention to the other upper arm. Do the same there. Check in on the state of your mind, the quality of your attention, and then return to your upper arm. observe the sensations in both upper arms simultaneously. And if there are any sensations that change with the breath, follow the breath through those sensations. Include your shoulders together with both upper arms. Observe the sensations in all of these regions together. Any sensations that change with the breath, use them to follow the breath. Check in on your mental state and peripheral awareness. And return to both shoulders and both arms. Head in the chest. Follow the sensations of the breath in your chest, shoulders, and upper arms. Stretch your mind to take it all in. Check in on the quality of your attention and awareness. And then return attention to following the breath. Add the abdomen. Follow the breath in your torso, shoulders, and upper arms simultaneously. Shift the attention to the following the breath as closely as you can at the tip of the nose. Let everything else slip into the background. Thank you. Did you notice a difference in the quality of the breath at the nose after doing a larger area? More sharper, clearer.
Question, Shuladasa. When you speak of feeling the breath in various parts of the body, my sense of what you're saying is that you actually feel the infusion of the oxygen in those areas, which I can't do. What I do feel is the expanding of the body in whatever area we're focusing on. I feel the clothing moving, I feel arising, and the physical manifestation, sort of the outer manifestation. Well, it's actually inner, but it's outer too, because there's clothes on the outer, but it's the expansion. Or do you mean like the actual oxygenation?
No, I mean exactly that. The physical movement, the expansion and contraction, the stretching of the skin and the muscles, the movement of the skin against the clothing.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Although the further you get away from the torso, you probably in your upper arm you could still feel a certain amount of movement. The further away you'll get, there won't be any, you won't be able to feel that kind of physical movement.
Like in the big toe, for instance,
like
if there's no shoe on it or no sock.
That's right. But you will have the experience of sensations, even in your big toe, that change in the same rhythm with the breath. And the first time you look, don't expect to find them. But if you do a practice like we just did and keep going to further and further areas, searching for any sensations that change with the breath, you'll start to find more and more. Your perceptual acuity will become sharper and sharper, and you'll be able to detect them. What will happen is you'll look at something like your foot or your toe. You'll notice all the different changes that are there. You'll keep looking. And at some point, you'll realize that some of those sensations are changing. And then at some point, you'll realize that those sensations are changing along with the breath. And it might take different forms, including an expansion and contraction. But it's a different kind of expansion and contraction than, you know, what you feel in your chest. Okay?
Because when you first, a couple of years ago, and I first heard you say, you know, the sensation of the breath at the nostrils, you know, that was a little tough at first.
Yeah.
Particularly with the out-breath, it seems so much more ethereal.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's my favorite one.
Yeah.
So relating it to that, maybe I can tune in.
As you go along. Well, you're, like I said, you're increasing the conscious power of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you can detect things of a degree of subtlety that you never would have before. Yeah. So you've already experienced an increase in your sensitivity to sensations at the nose. And the same thing will continue to happen elsewhere.
So when you say feeling the whole body with the breath, it's just a bigger thing of what we just did.
That's right.
Okay.
I was trying to give you a sample of where that goes and a little taste of the kind of effect that it has. Because we went back to the nose and everything was so much sharper and clearer than it usually was.
Okay.
So to get to the whole body, you would just, I mean, this is a really easy area because there's a lot of sensation there. Just keep expanding that.
Because I think I do practice that way sometimes.
Yeah.
And I can feel, it seems like expansion and contraction of the breath in areas that you normally, you know, don't associate it with. So that, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that you might have done that without being specifically instructed to is not surprising. And earlier when I was talking about these verses in the Anapanasati Sutra, I think it's something that at some point everybody just can't help but start being aware of more and more. Even though your attention is in one place, you just naturally start taking it all center.
So it's okay or beneficial if the majority of your sit is that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, to use this really effectively, don't rush it. Take your time. Explore individual areas thoroughly. Add them together. And whether or not you get to the entire body, don't rush that either. You know, you can do progressively larger areas a long period of time. But always make sure that you go back to the nose and just experience the change in the quality. And one of the things that you'll notice after you, if you're paying attention to all of this big area and you go back here, there's hardly any distractions. Your mind is so still and focused. So those are the things to notice, and then when you realize the effect it has, then use this as a practice to make that, to be able to do that more often and more easily.
So my question is, because I haven't really done this practice before, and so I was basically practicing kind of an engaged, open-minded curiosity about what I might find.
Yes, good.
Okay. Perfect. I was wondering if there was a different way, which is that you say, you might feel something like, this is what to look for example. I don't really know how it goes with different students. Maybe it's different for different people.
It is different for different people. I mean, there's a lot of similarities across a broad range of people, but the best way to approach it is just curiosity. Okay, what's there?
Okay.
Let's see what's there.
Okay, so I will find it if I keep looking.
Yeah, and the it you will find will be, as I said, it's going to be some kind of sensation that is actually rhythmically changing together with the breath. How your mind chooses to interpret it and conceptualize it can be somewhat different with different people.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. I hope you've gotten some things that you can work with. And we'll do more in the days and weeks and months to come. So thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful. I loved it.
Us too.
And so now let's clean up and go home.